From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The White House said Wednesday President Donald Trump has not laid out a timetable for action in response to a suspected chemical attack in Syria, denying a timetable despite his note on Twitter that missiles will be coming and Russia should get ready. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Trump had a number of options, not just military. Here's more from Wednesday's press briefing.
Is the United States planning to target Russian assets or personnel in Syria as part of the attack that the president himself said is coming? The missiles are coming? What does it mean?
We're maintaining that we have a number of options, and all of those options are still on the table. Final decisions haven't been made yet on that front.
Sanders said Trump held Russia and Syria responsible for the chemical attack and denied that his Twitter comments had created any problem. British Prime Minister Theresa May has called government ministers to a Thursday cabinet meeting on Syria, which media reports said was likely to lead to London joining in a military response to the suspected chemical attack in Syria. A spokesman for May said on Wednesday the previously unscheduled meeting would focus on Syria. A military transport plane crashed just after takeoff in Algeria Wednesday. The crash killed 257 people in the worst aviation disaster in the North African nation's history, plunging the country into mourning. Soldiers, their family members, and a group of 30 people returning to refugee camps from hospital stays in Algeria's capital died in the morning crash. A German humanitarian worker was kidnapped Wednesday in western Niger along the border with Mali. That's according to Niger's Attorney General. Germany's foreign ministry has not yet responded. This is VOA News.